Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Libracha. Rav Tzimma Tafrei Sadi Beis Seif Gimel. Afal Pisha Yotzakvar Mevarech Lotzias Acha Yidei Chavasso. Even if a person already was Yotze in the Megillah reading, he can read for somebody else to motzi somebody else. Reading the Megillah is a mitzvah, and therefore, even though you did your mitzvah already, because of arvos, you can motzi somebody else in their mitzvah, and this applies both to the brachos and to the reading itself. Regarding the brachos, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some say it's better if the people who are being yotze say the bracha themselves, but minhaga olam l'hakel, the minhag is we're makel, and the Baal Kariyah says the brachos for everyone who's listening and reads the Megillah for them, even though the Baal Kariyah himself may have been yotze earlier at the Megillah reading in Shul. What about the bracha itself? When a man is reading a second time for a Megillah reading for women, Tov Shebarech Lishmo Megillah, it's better to say the bracha of Lishmo Megillah, because some poets can say that's the bracha women should say. Some have a version of Lishmo Mikra Megillah. Either one is acceptable when you would follow the minhag of the shul, that when a man is saying the brachos for women, so you say not al Mikra Megillah, but rather Lishmo Megillah, or some say Lishmo Mikra Megillah. Now, Sif Dalet discusses an interesting case. Sif Dalet is about that it's usher to eat when a mitzvah is waiting for you to do. So it's usher to eat before Megillah reading. So when the fast ends, it's usher to eat before the reading of the Megillah, because it's usher to eat. Well, so with that in mind, we'll go into details. So the Shulchan Aruch starts with an interesting case. Mishu anus ksas. Person has a difficulty. He can't go to shul. And he's going to have to wait at home until they finish reading the Megillah in shul, and then somebody comes to read the Megillah for him. So this guy is not going to finish, this guy won't be yotzei the Megillah reading for a long time after Purim is over, after Tanit Esther is over. And it's hard to fast for so long. So there are Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yochol Lishmoa Kriyasa Miba'od Yom Mipagamin Chol Lamayla. He can actually be Yotzei the Mitzvah before Tzeis, after Plag. So he'll be Yotzei the Mitzvah early when it's still Tainis Esther, and then when Tainis Esther ends, he can break his fast right away. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that many Achronim argue on this Kula, and they say you shouldn't do this, and the minhag is we don't do this, and we don't read the Megillah for somebody early before it says Akuchavim. Oh. Now what about the eating? So it goes as follows. The Magen Avraham explains that only eating a meal is usur, but a small snack is mutter. What's a small snack? A small snack is up to a kibetza of bread or mazonos, or other foods. If it's not bread or mazonos, and other foods you can eat, really without limit, and that would be technically mutter before the Megillah reading. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues to quote from the Magen Avraham, even a small snack, ein l'hakel olu l'tzorach gadol. You shouldn't do that either. By Megillah reading, we're more strict that even a te'ima is usur. The post can give different reasons why we're more strict for Megillah reading, but we are. And therefore, after Tainis Esther is over, the Tainis is over, it's usur to eat. It's usur to eat. Even a light amount, a small snack, unless it's a big tzorach. What's a big tzorach? Either a person is a little sick, or hatainis kashavo. If you're having a very hard time fasting, let's say you have a headache after the fast, so then you'd be allowed to have a small snack. So that's what you should do. A person who doesn't fast well, and has a headache after tainis Esther, would have a small snack, a tima bi'alma, before the Megillah reading. That would be less than a kibetza of bread or mazonos, or other foods, not bread or mazonos, they would be allowed to have. But the average person should not be eating anything, even though Tainis Esther is over. Tainis Esther ended at Tzeis HaKochavim, but still you don't eat anything before the Megillah reading. Now this is very lemaisa, because most shuls have two Megillah readings at night. You have the first Megillah reading, then a lot of women are home with the children. They come for the second Megillah reading an hour later. So the fast ended at Tzeis HaKochavim. They're not supposed to eat a meal before the Megillah reading. the women who are home or coming to the second Megillah reading an hour and a half later, they should be told not to eat a meal of mezonos, a meal of hamotzi. They should have less than a kibetza of hamotzi or mezonos. Eat other foods. Have cornflakes, have Rice Krispies, have yogurts, have other foods before the Megillah reading. Certainly they're not expected to fast for that hour and a half. They should have a team of Bialma at some point after the fast is over, before the second Megillah reading later on. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the Isser Atik before Megillah reading applies during the day as well. It doesn't only apply at night. So again, the same thing comes up. Sometimes people, for some reason, let's say it works out, you missed the Megillah reading. You missed the Megillah reading in the morning. Something was happening with one of your children or this or that. You missed the Megillah reading. And you made up with someone to read the Megillah for you at 2 p.m. That's how it worked out. Your friend's doing you a favor. So in the morning, before 2 p.m., you should be having a meal. Because it's usher to have a meal before the Megillah reading. And you should try to have a tzima, have a less than a kibetza of cake or mezonos. Well, the Ramah continues, about usher lechol kodam shishma kriyas ha-Megillah afigo tainus kashalav. You can't eat a meal before the Megillah, like we said before, unless the tainus is very difficult for you. Now, what if a person is mamish very weak, and they really need bread or mezonos? They need a real meal before the Megillah reading. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're an Adam Chalush, and waiting will be mazik libriyuso, you might get sick. So near the shari lecha, you can have a regular meal, but yivakesh me echad she'es kirenu likuras ha-Megillah achar ha-Pilaso. You should ask someone else to remind you to hear the Megillah. Because the primary reason why it's us or tea before the Megillah reading is because you might forget to lay in the Megillah. So if somebody else, you send somebody else as a shomer to remind you, so then that would be mutter. But again, in our day and age, this shouldn't happen too often. There are plenty of foods to eat that are not bread or mezonos. But this is the, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, again, we discussed that by Megillah reading, we're more machmir than other mitzvos, that it's better not to even have a light snack in between Tainus Esther and Megillah reading. So some of the Acharonim have a beautiful, deep explanation for that, that there's a merging almost between Tainus Esther and Purim and the reading of the Megillah. The Rav Zatzal discussed that, and Bez Hashem will explain that in that idea, that approach to this Chumrah in a separate shiur. I just wanted to emphasize that the Isser to eat before the Megillah, after Tainus Esther, is not part of Tainus Esther. It's a separate Isser to eat before the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. And that's why it applies in the morning, as we explained. But it also applies in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Tainus Esther is not right before Purim. Purim is 2 days later. So in Yerushalayim, when it's time to read the Megillah at night, they're not coming off a fast day. It's just a regular day, and now it's time for the Megillah reading. So the Isser Tzit applies in Yerushalayim as well. So let's say in Yerushalayim there are two Megillah readings. And let's say the women come to the second one. So the women have to know they're not allowed to have a regular meal after it says before the second Megillah reading. They should have a te'ima, they should have less than a kibetz of bread or mezonos, or if you want to have a full meal, it should be brain of ushers foods, but not hamotzi or al milchya. And again, it would apply in the morning. In the morning as well. So that's actually very lemaisa. People should remember that this halacha of not eating before the Megillah is not that Tainus Esther keeps on going until you read the Megillah. No, it's a separate Isser to eat a meal before the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. I wanted to add one idea regarding reading the Megillah before nightfall, even before Shkia, as long as it's after Chag HaMincha. We saw the Shulchan Aruch mention that possibility. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that most of the Achronim argue, and certainly one shouldn't, shouldn't do this. However, in the Ber Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes some of the Achronim indeed say that you can do this if there's a Shas Hadchak, if there's a difficulty. For example, if you have pregnant women who have a hard time fasting, let's say they're fasting on Tainus Esther, so it'll be hard for them to wait at all after the fast. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes that if one is choler or mitzayer, And if b'makom hadchak shadchak gadol, one can be mekil, even b'tzibur, to read the Megillah, even though it's not Laila Gemura. So this actually almost happened during the first Gulf War. The first Gulf War was continuing, and it was much more dangerous to go out at night than during the day. And a psak went out in Eretz Yisrael that they could read the night reading of the Megillah after Prague, before Shkia, on the night of Purim. In the end, the Gulf War ended that day or the day before, and there was no need for this psak to be applied. But this Ber Halacha was actually used, you know, in a theoretical sense, at the end of the Gulf War, that to follow what the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you're anus and there's a shas hadchak gadol, to actually read the Megillah after Prague, even if it's before Shkia, b'shas hadchak gadol. Okay, we'll stop here.